Christmas, of course, is on Friday, which means that Australia Day is virtually around the corner as well. And Australia Day Citizen Awards, I'd imagine that nominations for that have closed, and you've possibly even had your council meeting to determine who the awards will go to, and that'll become remain a closely guarded secret, obviously, apart from the people that are getting them. But Australia Day in the circle ahead, and like a lot of places around Australia, will be a little bit different next year in January.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot different. But the last few years, we've had the Twilight on the Duck, which has been an extremely successful occasion. And obviously, because of the amount of people we're allowed to have or not allowed to have, that has had to be changed dramatically this year. And so, while we'll still have recipients of Australia Day, it's going to be much different in that we cannot have the Twilight on the Duck, but we are going to have a series of various things during the 2 weeks either side of Australia Day, and you'll need to look on the website to see where all those events are, but they're not all in Smithson, they're in various places around the community. And so no, we haven't actually picked out who is going to be the recipient this year yet, but we have some information, and so councillors will be going through that in the next little while and to decide who that person is. That's always a really difficult choice, because we have so many people that volunteer a lot of their time in Circular Head, and as they do in a lot of other areas as well. And so there's many people would be worthy winners in our community, but there can only be one winner, although we have had a couple of occasions, I know, because we really just couldn't pick out between the two. So we'll be working through that in a couple of weeks and then announcing that. I'm not exactly sure what day, but it's around Australia Day.
Yep. And of course, there's a Young Citizen of the Year award. And will there be a community event of the year this year, given that there's been a lot of things cancelled and postponed?
Yeah, well, again, we haven't looked at that yet, but we will shortly. And so, yeah, there's a Young Citizen of the Year, and there's also a Senior Citizen of the Year as well. And so we'll be looking at all those in the next little while and to decide who's going to be the recipient this year.
Well, I take it from that there will be a community event of the year. It's just going to be a smaller field, so you did take nominations for that. Everyone in Circular Head seems to be getting into the Christmas spirit, Darryl. I noticed some interesting story in the paper the other day about some of the hay bales that have been put together. They look fantastic, I've got to say, and it's almost like when you think 20 years ago how everyone used to have the Christmas light competition and things like that as well. I think the hay bale idea has really taken off in Circular Head.
Yeah, it has, and in fact, we went down to Marawar today and to check those out, because everybody was telling me how good they were, and they're right. That's a fantastic idea, and especially with COVID and the fact that there hasn't been as many Christmas functions on this year, it's really good to see that these people have actually taken it and done something with it, and so they look wonderful, and there's old tanners on tractors, on hay bales, on motorbikes, and got a fishing line in his hand, and there's some lights on them as well, so no doubt that they would be really good to look at night too.
So what you'd say to anyone else on the northwest coast, it's worth the trip tomorrow to have a look at them?
Exactly. I'd recommend anybody that can get there in the next couple of days to go down and have a look, because certainly there's not many, or as many Christmas lights around this year. There's still some, but there's not as many, so if you want to go and have a look at something, go down there for sure. People will be delighted for you to have a look at them.
I'm sure they will, yeah, and they may keep them up after Christmas, possibly to the new year. And we've seen what's happened at Lilydale, where they've sort of taken the Santa Claus thing to heart, and that's bringing visitors into the region. This could do the same thing for Circular Head, you never know.
Yeah, no, exactly, and I expect that it'll be something that'll be continued on for the next year or two as well.
When we spoke last, which was a fair while ago the last time we spoke or the time before that, we're talking about a new robotic dairy that was being put in to AgriTas in Smithton, and that's now up and running.
Yes, it is. And I can't talk on this one as the mayor, because I'm on the board of that, but just as a board person on it, the cows started to be milked the week before last, and it's working well, so yeah, I'm sure that that'll be a great addition to our community in the next little while.
Yeah, and it's a great training aid too, isn't it? I mean, obviously being part of Agritas, technology is going to become more and more important in the rural sector as the years go on.
Yeah, it will, and obviously technology is moving at a rapid rate, not only in dairy farming, but in all farming and probably all facets of life now. The robotic various technologies has taken over, and we only got to see that with our phones or whatever. It's just unbelievable how much things have changed over the last few years, and that's going to be something that's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, it'd be fair to say there's been a digital explosion, and it's in all aspects of our life as well as in the rural sector too. Daryl, thanks so much for your time as always today. I really appreciate it, and throughout the year as well, you've made yourself available on a regular basis. That is appreciated, and I hope you have a safe and happy Christmas, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, and I hope that all the listeners have a great Christmas as well, and have a safe Christmas, and this year's been a really difficult year, and so I think most of us is going to be pleased to see the end of it, and we look forward to brighter times, and we want people to stay safe over Christmas to come back for a great 2021.
Yeah, we're pretty keen about it too. Daryl, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.